This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Now a hair growth product with natural ingredients and fast results. Reveal from GCNLife.com.
The answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
Gentlemen, we are live broadcasting worldwide on this Wednesday, January 30th, 2019, global transmission. We have a very interesting, intelligent, and informed lawyer for many of the Covington Catholic school children and young people that were demonized and attacked in studio with us to talk about a wide range of topics. Went to dinner with him last night. Really smart guys. We're talking about a wide range of topics. Stuart Rhodes is there at the Covington School. He's got some breaking news of with Oathkeepers. He'll be popping in. Roger Stone to the fourth hour. Mancow has been off the air for about 2 years, his own personal decision. He's now back on TV and radio. He's going to be popping in sometime during this first hour. If you think my voice is a little gravelier than normal, you're absolutely right. You know, just saying last week, I haven't gotten a fever in years. And I don't have a fever. I have mold and mountain cedar just coating my lungs and my larynx, so I sound particularly toad-like. It's hard to not cough, but I'm going to hold the line here and get that job done. You know, I haven't really gotten involved in this whole Ruth Bader Ginsburg is dead thing. Fox and Friends, as you know, 2 weeks ago said that she was dead or put a graphic on screen saying the year she was born and then 2019. So everybody's basically got those already loaded in their computers for different TV networks. A lot of people have been saying, why hasn't she been seen in months? And it's the first time ever she hasn't shown up for a bunch of votes, even though she's had cancer treatment and surgeries before. So that points towards her maybe being incognizant, maybe on a respirator. It would be the first time that they keep somebody alive just so that the other party doesn't get somebody into office, into that key position there at the Supreme Court. But Jack Posobiec's got a lot of really top-flight sources, and he's right about 99% of the time. He says that his source that he trusts explicitly saw Ruth Bader Ginsburg, was spotted with a trainer at a prominent D.C. gym yesterday, appears recovered well enough to work out. State of the Union appearance, question mark. And so I think that is probably accurate. Of course, there could be someone that looked like Ruth Bader Ginsburg. There's a lot of spider-like crones, sea hags there in D.C., Skeksis, dark crystal escapees. But we will see. We will find out, obviously. But Ruth Bader Ginsburg wants to butcher as many babies in the womb as she can. Her mindset and her eugenics-based anti-human mindset is an abomination. And the sooner we can get somebody on the Supreme Court to reverse the Democrats, who are actually pushing through Dr. Peter Singer and others, who's very influential in leftist demonic circles, to actually euthanize people up to age 3, including Down syndrome children. And, of course, many areas of Europe have passed laws to make you abort Down syndrome children. We've played Dutch TV programs, news programs, where they talk to a Down syndrome gentleman who's very high-functioning Down syndrome, and tell him, you know, you cost us more than double the average Dutch person. You're a worthless piece of crap. And that dovetails with what just happened, of course, in New York. They passed a law that a woman's cervix can be dilated, the head can be crowning, the baby can be coming out, but they can kill the baby anytime they want to. That's law now with the ghoul governor up there. Well, now the story's on Infowars.com and Newswars.com. Very important you get this out to people. We're going to play the video coming up. Sick Virginia Dems introduced bills to allow abortion right before a woman is giving birth. And then they lie and say, well, it's if the doctor does it for the health or mental welfare of the woman. It's not called abortion if there's a complication in birth and the baby dies to save the mother or vice versa. The baby just died in birth. It's not called an abortion. So they play a lot of semantical games, but bottom line, If they can't abort your baby, they want to give you a bunch of vaccines to brain damage you. And if that doesn't work, they'll push to have your son's genitals chopped off because it's so trendy. They want to kill your young boys particularly.
Stress is a natural part of life. Work, family, friends, and everyday accidents can put a lot of strain on the body and your mood. Don't let life weigh you down. Happy's is a powerful mood and stress support formula that has your back against life's daily inconveniences. Made with ancient ingredients used for thousands of years, Happy's can help you take back the day. With our powerhouse formula, Happy's can be an important part of your daily supplement routine. With poor diet and the constant on and off of your work life, it's more important than ever to support your body in the fight against stress. With powerful ingredients combined to help support the mind and body, Happy's helps support during stress, promotes overall well-being, and helps support your mood. Don't live your life bogged down. Help your body overcome the effects of daily stress and pressure today with Happy's from InfoWarsStore.com.
Waging war on corruption.
All right, you want to go?
It's Alex Jones, coming to you live from the front lines of the InfoWar.
You know, most of the things we talk about on this broadcast are actually completely admitted and documented. But they sound so insane that people think, oh, that must not be true.
You got it.
And I've got a few examples of that here in front of me today. We're going to be going over. As I saw this article and I thought, why not go deeper than this and actually get into the bigger story, the bigger picture, and what the main causes of mental illness on this planet are, and the establishment is completely aware of it. Mind-altering parasites spread by cats may lead to schizophrenia. Daily Mail, common parasites spread by cats, this carried by 2 million people, may lead to schizophrenia, researchers fear. And then it goes on. Well, they don't fear, they know it. It's the old joke of crazy cat lady. 2 million people. Here's another one. National Geographic. Meet 5 zombie parasites that mind control their host. Now, why am I mentioning this? Because this ties into something much, 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 much bigger that I will cover coming up at the bottom of the hour. But it ties into Apple to fix FaceTime bug that allows eavesdropping. Well, they built the back door in on purpose so that anybody that's in the club, anybody that's in big tech, knows how to have that little leg up on folks. It was private researchers that discovered the bug. Of course, we told you specifically about it 10 years ago when the iPhone came out with an exact article and even demonstrated it for you. That's why we've got to be removing the air. Then it ties into this article. Facebook pays teens to install VPN that spies on them, including audio and video, in a secret program. Now, I can get into why they're doing that, but the point is this is all being done by design. And by the time it becomes ubiquitous, or like indoor running water, or central heating and cooling, once it's just accepted as our environment, then they'll announce the next phase of what it's really all designed to do. So that's just some of the news on that front we're going to be covering. Also, the polar vortex tightens its grip on Midwestern U.S. cities. Incredible satellite footage from above the Arctic shows the huge swirling mass basically boiling down from the Arctic right over the Midwest. They're having to literally light the train tracks on fire in Chicago to be able to keep the trains rolling over the tracks. That sounds insane. That's the Associated Press. Large areas of Minneapolis, St. Paul are without power. There's obviously already been death, people freezing to death. This is the second coldest Arctic blast recorded in the last 100 years. But there is the literal footage, if you're a TV viewer, of them setting the train tracks on fire so the trains can roll over it. A lot of reasons for that, but a larger reason is it can get cold enough where if you try to roll trains down it, it can actually start shattering the metal when you get 60, 70, 80 below freezing. So we're going to be looking at that as it unfolds. A very, very serious situation, obviously. Now, that said, we have Mancow Mueller, who's been retired for 2 years on his own accord, back on TV and radio. He's going to be popping in next segment. Then we are going to have the very informative, I'm really impressed with him. I mean, I know about his work for years, but talking to him for 2 hours at dinner last night, this guy knows his stuff, not just about law, but about history, the world, what's really going on. This guy ought to host a show. Robert Barnes, representing many of the young people from the Covington Catholic High School, will be in studio riding shotgun with us for 2 hours today. So that's coming up as well. I also have mentioned this, but I think Tucker Carlson knocked it out of the park again. So I'm going to play it later in the hour. Perfect. Tucker covers Learn to Code meme and Twitter's ensuing crackdown. You see, they don't ban stuff that's calling for violence or that's truly racist that causes division. The left wants all that. What they ban are things that are funny and make sense and score political points, because the left is always saying about farmers or steel workers or auto mechanics or machine shop folks or coal miners, oh, don't worry, I've been hearing this since the days of Bill Clinton. Learn to code. Learn to code. I remember being in high school when they were telling us about the future economy. We need to learn to code. And so when you had thousands of layoffs, hundreds at BuzzFeed, but it's thousands of people laid off the last month at the big establishment leftist publications because the censorship's here. So since they've knocked out their competition, what the left didn't get was, once you've knocked out all your right-wing and libertarian and Christian competition online, predominantly, you're not needed anymore in the information war, dum-dums. So you allow total censorship to come in, then the war's over. At least the globalists think that to a certain extent. So it's all over for the unknown soldier. So they're having massive pay cuts and huge layoffs everywhere. Newspapers, mainstream establishment media, everywhere. And if somebody's got a big contract to pay out, like Charlie Rose or others, well, then those old sexual harassment cases that got swept under the rug years ago, those get heated up and brought back. You can get rid of the head of CBS that way, you can get rid of the head of NBC that way. That's all they're doing here. So they're imploding. And I just love all the little leftist mercenaries who enjoyed interfacing with Google and Facebook and Twitter and then censoring everybody. You're total fools. Even if you were cynical, if you were Machiavelli, you know you wouldn't want to get rid of your opposition, idiots. But, again, leftists are known for having low IQs. That's why they're always talking about how smart they are, because the real studies show you're a bunch of idiots, and you just don't get it. But you're going to get it in the final equation. Okay, we're going to go to break, come back with Mancow, and then get into all this and more, and then something really sickening. It's a powerful video up on Infowars.com. There's a couple powerful videos. But it's leftist introducing a bill similar to the one, well, it's identical to the one that passed in New York, to kill babies up until they're crowning and coming out of the womb. In fact, it says kill them once they're born. So it's on. And in this video, them admitting it, even some of the Democrats start scratching their heads going, really? Well, why? The baby's being delivered. Why would you kill it? Because they want to move on to grandma, and you listen to the eugenicists and others, they want to kill up kids up to age 3. That's where all this is going. So that's a very important Paul Joseph Watson article that will only get out if you get it out. But in the pro-life arena, we've been winning hearts and minds. The numbers are flipped now. The majority of young people are pro-life. We're going to win this fight, but let me tell you something. We can't be in an echo chamber where listeners think, and I'm not bitching at you, I'm just saying, think about it. Oh, we already know all this, so let's not worry about it. No, you have to get articles like this with powerful video like this and email it or text message it or print it off and physically leave it inside a magazine when you are at the barber shop or the beauty salon or the dentist or at a restaurant. Just dropping Infowars.com verboten articles around that cost you a few cents to print. If you just go in every day with just simple things like that and just print a key article that you think's important for your demographic, your area, and then talk about it at the barbershop or slip it into a magazine. Because people have heard the term Infowars. And so they know it's verboten, so they'll read it, and that's how we win the war. So powerful. Every little bit you do. But whatever you do, spread the live links to everybody you know. We'll be right back. Thanks for joining us.
It's all over.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla. I started fighting the IRS over 40 years ago when they tried to seize my mother's house. I sued the IRS and won. I beat the IRS then, and I've been beating them ever since. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I've helped thousands of people deal with tax problems they thought might never be solved. I can help you too. If you owe taxes you can't pay, don't wait another day. There's no such thing as a hopeless tax case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com, danpilla.com.
Bags under the eyes, crow's feet, fine lines and wrinkles are things adults complain about as they age. Now, there's Instantly Ageless. It works in minutes and is great for men and women. Here's Dr. Sonia Baccia on The Doctors.
So this is a product we're going to see if it works. It's called Instantly Ageless. And the idea is that it works very quickly. Is you just need a very small amount. And then you apply it to areas where you might be a little bit puffy. I have just looked at what's in this product. And one of them is something called argyrolene, which is sort of a darling in dermatology right now. It's a peptide or a protein that actually relaxes the muscle. It's also called Botox in a bottle. The other active ingredient in this is silicates, which are almost act like a clay. They're minerals, and they're making the skin sort of tighter. It's actually increasing the surface tension on the skin to push that herniated fat pad back.
Try Instantly Ageless today at GCNLife.com. That's GCNLife.com. 30-day money-back guarantee and preferred price discount at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Many people believe they don't control their own destiny. Let them continue just getting by while you make the choice to do something about your future. Imagine working from home, earning the income you deserve. Just visit startlivingyoung.com and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Discover Juness, a state-of-the-art global health company with over $1 billion a year in sales. They'll provide all the tools you need to succeed. Visit startlivingyoung.com today and click on the Be Your Own Boss tab. Your destiny awaits at startlivingyoung.com.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Home
makers. Groceries by mail ships free. Try our amazing bacon. It stores in your pantry. No refrigeration required. Our value-added packaging provides a 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Always priced less than grocery for your everyday use. Savory and delicious. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
You are listening to an InfoWars.com frontline report. It's Alex Jones.
Back live, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you so much for joining us. Before we go to ManCow and some important news here in a moment, please do not forget that they're trying to censor us, they're trying to shut us down. And then once that precedent was set, they start shutting everybody else down. Google's parent company, Alphabet, announced last week, it was in publications everywhere, it's in the local paper here in Austin three separate times, that don't worry, the cavalry's here. YouTube's going to ban all conspiracy theories, and the videos will not be searchable and will not be recommended, and you won't be able to find them. That's called shadow banning. Well, before, YouTube was whatever was popular got voted to the front page. Now YouTube is whatever they want to force feed you. You can say, well, what's the big deal? There's big studies out. Generation of web addicts, children spend more time on YouTube than with friends. This is the new communications medium. And then by gaming and controlling what's on it, it's no longer a free open square or a free square, the term I'm coining. It's no longer a free square. It is a tyrannical, force-fed system. So please remember, whether you're listening on AM/FM or watching a TV station or on InfoWars.com, you are the real ambassadors. You're the hope to share the live video links, to share articles, to share videos with everybody you know on a regular basis to circumvent the algorithms and the censorship. We built our own system, our own video platform. We're taking it to them. We're fighting hard. And we're actually holding the line while others get shut down or go bankrupt, including corporate media. Now, joining us is ManCow. ManCow Mueller, good friend of mine. He took off about a year and a half to be in some big movies with Bruce Willis and others and spend time with his family and travel the world. We've been having some great long conversations off air. He's hosting another radio/TV program again out of Chicago that's already becoming a hit here in just the last few weeks. And I wanted to get him to pop in one of many future interviews where he's going to be here with us, hopefully via Skype, just to give us his view on the current state of the world and all the big issues, and as a father and as a broadcaster, being out of the limelight, but having some time to actually sit back for almost 2 years, what his perspective is right now. So, ManCow, thanks so much for joining us.
Well, it wasn't 2 years. It was a year. But it was incredible. Look, I've been doing my stupid show since the mid-'80s. My radio station, probably the greatest rock and roll radio station, if not, well, one of the greatest, if not the greatest, rock and roll radio stations, The Loop, went out of business, sold off to Christian broadcasters, which I was fine with. And I didn't miss it, man. I didn't miss the stupidity of radio.
Well, it seems like 2 years. I guess, but you had two gigs 2 years ago. You quit one, and then I guess a year later you got rid of the other one. But you just told me you've traveled the world. You've seen a lot of wild stuff.
Well, I mean, I probably the highlight or one of the most exciting things was, traveling around Korea, North Korea, and having a sub come up next to me on the boat. That was pretty terrifying. A military submarine come up next to me. But, you know, Alex, you really learn what the world thinks of us. Everything that we're rejecting is what the world loves about us. And what I'm talking about is our Wild West attitude, the Clint Eastwoods, the John Wayne, the no BS attitude that we have, the fact that we love truth and justice, that we are clear-cut with our opinions. And, the world is, it's just so bizarre because the world is learning that socialism doesn't work and communism doesn't work. And, I was in Prague, I was in Budapest, and they love our freedom. And yet here we are just pushing that away. It's quite insane, really. I mean, talk to any cab driver anywhere in America. And, you know, these guys from the Eastern Bloc countries, they can't believe it. They got out of that oppression, and here we are debating whether or not to have socialism and communism in America. So it's fascinating. I really think everyone should leave America, not permanently. No, you only leave America permanently if the presidency doesn't go the way you want, right? That the liberals are always saying they're going to leave America. They never do. But, you know, it's important to leave America, and this goes back to early American literature, right? You have to leave America to appreciate America, but also to see kind of where we're steering off the cliff.
Well, I think you hit the central point. The whole world has had three or four rounds in the last 150 years of socialism and communism. It never works, except for the elites that are robbing the people. You travel the world, they love the ideal and the iconography and the archetype of America, but that's exactly what Hollywood and the corporate establishment is attacking. What makes us strong? What makes us sexy? What made people want to come here to begin with? Why do you think they're doing that as the entire raft of Democratic candidates say free health care, free tuition, free everything, when just free health care is bigger than the whole federal budget?
Well, you know, Alex, just quickly, I'm hoping you can help me with the answer. I don't quite get it. And the social justice worrying, I mean, let's look at even, I know you talked about it, but just Star Wars or anything. Mary Poppins, and I had on the guys that wrote Mary Poppins, the two songwriters, the Sherman Brothers, you know, just brilliant guys and, you know, simple stuff. And we used to be able to do innocence. We used to be able to do beauty. We used to be able to do the American way.
Everything has to have some nasty message. Like, the kids' television is, like, all, like, perverted. It's sick.
You know, Alex, I think about Chitty Chitty Bang Bang. Yeah, there was the Child Catcher or Willy Wonka. It was scary. But we can't do innocent and sweet anymore. I have little kids, and you take your kids to a cartoon, and there's always a message. There's always some kind of sexual thing that they've got to be taught. And it's just, it's awful. And so, you know, our movies, our music, let's listen to our music. It's no wonder. Look, they're not racist. America's not racist. We elected Barack Obama. This isn't a racist country. It has nothing to do with urban music. But let's listen to the violence and the misogynistic crap. And I'll tell you something else. Traveling in the world, there's borders, and you have to be now. Certainly, the EU, you can travel freely, but everywhere you go, you get checked. And I don't see anything wrong with America having borders. The world doesn't either. And when you get down with the people, we're not talking about the media elite, but when you said, man, they love Donald Trump. Now, the people on TV don't. The Angela Merkels don't. Do you really think she's Hitler's daughter?
I don't know, but she might as well be, because the EU was Hitler's plan. But that's what I see in Europe. That's what my parents go to Europe a lot. They go every year, and they say, people are on fire loving Donald Trump and loving Americana, and they want out from under the globalists as well. And the good news is you see the yellow vest, you see Merkel being booed with Macron, but then they're so arrogant they just keep moving forward with this program to open the borders up to radical Islam. It's crazy.
I had just a beautiful time. I have you ever toured the Christmas villages? Have you ever done that?
No, I've not had a chance to be in Germany and places around Christmas.
I did. I mean, this is really what the time off was. We still can. And, of course, the one was attacked by Islamic kooks, obviously a lone wolf, part of no known ideology. That one in Germany was attacked. And I had little kids, and I was nervous, but I'm somewhat. But I hit all the Christmas markets. I went through, Prague and Budapest and Germany and Vienna, and it goes on and on. And We were in Salzburg, and we went to the Sound of Music. We went on the Sound of Music.
Hold on, Harris, when we come back, I want to get into the last of Christendom, see it while it still lasts, and I'll get into censorship with Mancow. He's famously been censoring himself. And
it's really hard to have the energy at the end of the day to still get to the gym or to go for a run or go to the park or, heck, even take your dog for a walk. Believe me, I know. I spend hours in front of a screen and then hours in front of bright lights every day. But thanks to Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsStore.com, I still have that energy. There's no way I could have the energy at the end of a long day to fight fight back against the chemicals in the food and water, to fight back against the modern day lifestyle with the screen time and the extended hours, to still have the stamina and endurance, energy and drive to get to the gym, get to the park, and get exercise that you need for your health. So go to InfoWarsStore.com and get Super Male Vitality before it's gone. This is actually our last run of Super Male Vitality. So I want you to experience Super Male Vitality before it's too late.
Unleash the Super Male in you. Super Male Vitality.
Go to InfoWarsStore.com.
Know someone with a drinking or drug problem? Learn how to get sober after we share these stories.
I was 35 with two beautiful children when my life and addiction started to spiral out of control. After my divorce, I went into a depression cycle and started drinking more often and using prescription drugs. After my second DWI and arrest, my ex-husband threatened to take our children away from me.
I was 17 when I became addicted to heroin and meth. I thought I could quit on my own, but I couldn't. It hit me when I was arrested.
Get sober now. Your private insurance may cover costs, and we'll get you here. It's simple. Just call Elite Rehab Placement right now. Please, don't wait. Your life matters to us.
800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. 800-213-9264. Call right now before it's too late. 800-213-9264.
Hey everyone, Proactive MD has an incredible offer for our radio listeners only. Stay tuned for our exclusive offer that includes a free charcoal pore cleansing brush and free shipping. Proactive MD with prescription strength adapalene can heal and prevent future breakouts. Today, for just $19.95, we're offering listeners the three-piece Proactive MD system with free shipping, plus a free gift, the new charcoal pore cleansing brush. Get this exclusive offer by calling now, 1-800-583-8662, or go to proactive.com. And enter promo code radio. You heard right. Proactive MD plus free shipping and a free gift. The new charcoal pore cleansing brush. You'll get all this for just $19.95 and their 60-day money-back guarantee. You're guaranteed to get clear and stay clear, or you get your money back. Call now. 1-800-583-8662. That's 1-800-583-8662. Or go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio. Again, go to proactive.com and enter promo code radio.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
We now take you live to the Central Texas Command Center in the heart of the resistance, rallying patriots worldwide. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
All right, Eric Mantell Mueller is on the line with us. He's been off for a year, hiatus. We talked like 30 minutes the other day about all the amazing stuff he saw traveling the world. I want him to recount some of that. But then I just thought during the break, he's in Chicago. They're having to set the railways on fire to de-ice it. We're at 60, 70 below. Power's out in parts of Minneapolis, St. Paul, and Minnesota. This huge record Arctic blast, they say one of the strongest in 100 years. How's that for global warming? So we'll get back to your Christmas story that we're getting into about through the Christmas markets have to put up these barriers so these llamas don't target it and run it over with these hundreds of attacks. But first off, the Arctic blast, how are you handling that?
You know, a bit of trouble starting my truck this morning, but, you know, look, I go inside. It's these guys standing outside. It's cold outside. I've never understood that. We're not morons. It's Chicago. We expect the cold. We expect the snow. Constantly reminded that we should bring pets inside, and I guess people really are stupid, but it seems to me you would know to bring your dog and cat in. I don't know, but it's just everywhere you turn, it's bring your dog and cat in and wear a coat. Really? It's 40 below with the wind chill. Really? Wear a coat? Are we that stupid? And, of course, I heard your ad. You talked me into getting one of those water filters for my kids. And, you know, we're starting to really find out how polluted Chicago water is, which explains our political system here. It's you know, loaded with lead and just zombies, man. They're just the land of living dead here in the middle of America.
Remember all those years ago, and I'm not trying to toot my own horn, but I would come on your show 10, 12, 13 years ago and talk about your phones are spying on you, your iPhones are watching you. Now it's all admitted. I think that's why they had to take me off the internet in many areas, is because the credibility had gone so high, and how they had to then brand me as the Sandy Hook denier. That isn't even really the case. That's out of context, just to make it all about that. But they're censoring a lot of other people now, from Franklin Graham to Ann Coulter. It's getting a lot worse, but you were one of the first people massively censored for doing nothing but for having hit radio show across the country. I know when Clinton came to town once, they threatened to actually take you off the air if you talked bad about Clinton, and actually the Secret Service put you in the armored limo and threatened you. Maybe you can recount that story, but what do you make of, I know you've had a rivalry with him, not your rivalry, it's his, Howard Stern, claiming he's Mr. Free Speech. He's gone on air now and said, I deserve to be taken off the air everywhere. It's good to ban me. And then he says these lies about me and has impersonators on, making fun of dead kids. And I just wonder how Howard Stern has turned into Mr. Anti-Free Speech. It's pretty sick.
Well, he's controlled by Soros and the rest of them, right? He is the system, man. He's part of the system. It's like expecting Hillary to change something, or the system to change. The system protects the system, brother. And I've always known this guy's a wig-wearing fake. And by the way, he never beat me. He never beat me. And you can, I mean, going back to the smoking gun, but all the files I have, it's spent. There was a book out about it. And this guy had one big fear, and that was me. And he sent me a dress, and we all, I don't want to be gross here, but we left something in the it's what you would serve somebody on a shingle. And we filled that box back up and sent it to him. And I just punched him in the nose. He's a bully. And he thought he could shout me down while he lost. And the guy's a creep. Last I heard, wasn't there some story about his daughter spinning around on a pole? Let me tell you something, Alex. I know you've had a tough time, you know, even going through just hell. I can't believe what they put you through. But if your daughter ends up spinning around a pole, you lose. I was on the set of America's Got Talent, and Stern saw me, and he ran. He ran. I was hanging out with that Spice Girl, and he ran. There's nothing there. He's a fake. Oh, I want to tell you, Alex, I want to tell you something else. You listening?
I am.
I want to tell you something else. I do my show. You do your show. And this guy has 23 writers in a room. He has sunglasses on. Everything's typed up for him. He's reading a teleprompter. If you notice, he looks down, he's reading. I would take him on, and you would tear him up, Alex. You would,
well, here's what happened. He sort of wanted to have me on the show, so I did it, and I went on some of their other shows, and they would literally get on the phone and say, now, you're not going to mention ManCow, are you? Well, we just don't like the fact that you know ManCow, and I'm like, I'm a talk show host. I go on other shows. I do like ManCow, and they were obsessed with you. Obsessed with you.
Yeah. Hey, I want to say something, and I hear a lot about you, and you hear a lot about me, because, you know, we're buddies. You know, I wish people knew that you have a sense of humor, how funny you are. And, you know, it is, you are trying to do an entertaining show. This is what they didn't get this about Rush. I think Bill Maher, I don't agree with him politically, but I think he tries to be entertaining. So many of these people that, like, Saturday Night Live, it's not funny, it's mean. And you were talking about, I didn't believe this, I didn't believe that. You talk about, I mean, you and I have had arguments, battles, sometimes over a bottle of wine, sitting in Austin or heading out to the Museum of the Weird and hanging out. And I I hate to admit how often I've been wrong. I don't want my listeners to know this, how often I've been wrong and how often you've been right. So it's just amazing. You never get the credit when you're right. You talked about surveillance blimps, and I was slapping my knee. You talked about the pedophiles with the elite and the connection with the children entertainers in England, the connection with the directors in Hollywood, and hardy har har, man, I was slapping my knee. That crazy Alex Jones. And good night, Irene, if you weren't right, brother. And then that remember that surveillance blimp crashed?
Yes.
And you called me, you go, hey, I thought they didn't have surveillance blimps.
Well, they're so high, the average person can't even see them. They're about 100,000 feet. Let me ask you this, because you've been right about a lot of stuff as well. And you're right. I mean, society is breaking down. Children spend more time in front of computers than with friends or parents. There's got to be a breaking point. Where do you see civilization going?
Oh, God, brother. I have children. You have children. And if you and I didn't have kids, how different would we live? I don't think you'd be doing this radio show if you didn't have kids, man. You love your kids. Alex Jones loves his kids. I love my kids. And I don't know, man. I don't want to put it out there in the universe. You know what I mean? I was in Salzburg with my kids. We went to all the Sound of Music sites, and there had been an attack 2 days earlier in Germany, an Islamic attack, and this very liberal woman that was taking us around, I could tell she was liberal. We talked about a few things. She said, you know, we're standing there in the freezing cold, and all these little handmade little cuckoo clocks, and
We're going back to you going to the great Christmas markets in Europe.
Yeah, it's kind of our thing. And, you know, the handmade manger and all of this. And you know something? China. I'm going to get to the point of the story, Alex. I hate this, and you probably do as a radio host. But let me just say this. China, Japan, Korea, you see more Christmas than you do in America. We're so worried about offending people. Anyway, so I'm at this little Christmas market in Salzburg. This liberal lady's talking to me. She says, you know, we've always been open to the Eastern Bloc people under communism. Everybody was welcome in Vienna. Everybody was welcome. But we're beginning to see that it's not really that these people are lying. They're not fleeing political oppression, that it's an invasion. And we really, they're coming from, you know, warm climates into our area here, and they're here to destroy us. We're really starting, and she was like, I was all for it. But we're really seeing that Islam is on the march, and, you know, these are adult men that are not fleeing persecution. They're there to...
No, exactly. So let me ask you this in closing, Man Cow.
Yeah.
And at Man Cow on Twitter, people can find the show, everything there.
At Man Cow Mueller.
That's right. At Man Cow Mueller there on Twitter. How on earth does the establishment think they're going to get away with this?
What do you mean?
Well, the bringing in the radical Islamists. I mean, all of this is just crazy.
Brother, I was in Paris and spent 2 hours trying to find a cash machine. We were desperate because they've been smashed. But look, you know how it's going to end. Go to the Vatican. You'll see the biggest single panel painting in history at the time. And it's the picture of the King of Austria freeing Austria. And he's eating a croissant. You know what the croissant is? I bet you don't know this. Maybe I've told you this before. Do you know what a croissant is?
No.
The croissant was the shape of the Muslim moon.
The United States of Empire is a book that claims the United States is the empire of the world. George Washington had warned us against foreign wars. The United States of Empire shows that World Wars I and II left England broken. Its former colony, the U.S., had to save the empire. Was there ever a vote? Who do we fight for? The Deep State began with World War I. The United States of Empire by James Dunn. Available at Amazon Books.
Heart-related health problems affect millions of people each year. Maybe you're one of the many who suffer from issues related to angina pain, high blood pressure, congestive heart failure, unbalanced cholesterol, irregular heartbeat, or clogged arteries. There is a solution that doesn't involve expensive prescription drugs that only mask the problem and leave you with horrible side effects. If you are ready to live your life free of sickness, pain, and fear, live your life with increased vitality, energy, and youthfulness, and experience your body healing itself. yourself, then you're ready for Heart and Body Extract from Healthy Hearts Club. Here is what one satisfied customer had to say about Heart and Body Extract regarding his angina pain.
I haven't had an angina pain since I've been on it. The Heart Body Extract is just so great. I thank God that I was led to this product that's doing so much for me and that can do so much for other people.
Call to order your 2-month supply of Heart and Body Extract today. Call 1-866-295-5305 or go to hbextract.com.
You know when you have about a billion things to do today, and then you realize you're out of whatever it is that you really need, and next day shipping isn't going to cut it because you really need it in like an hour. Yeah, that's when you turn to Office Depot Office Max. Buy what you need online at OfficeDepot.com or on our app and pick it up in store for free in just 1 hour so you can get back to whatever else is lurking on your to-do list. Now get 20% off office supplies and furniture with coupon. That's 20% off at Office Depot Office Max. Offer expires February 2nd, 2019.
The Genesis Communications Network is one of America's premier broadcasters of captivating talk radio. We thank you for listening. Now, just imagine, there are thousands of people who are just as passionate about radio as you are. But what you may not realize is how easy and affordable it is to advertise with us. Radio commercials for your business could be heard on hundreds of radio stations across the U.S. every day. We can help you by creating an effective radio advertising campaign for your company. From script writing to producing your commercial, just like the one you're listening to right now. No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
It's been said, any society is only 3 missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
You know, there are countless monuments, huge paintings, historical books written about the hundreds of times that Islam invaded Europe. In fact, they took what is Turkey today. That was Constantinople. Now it's their capital there. It's Istanbul. And they got to the Vatican. They took over Rome. They would take the women, put them into sex slavery. And so there's a lot of paintings, a lot of history on that. And now the average Muslim that comes in understands that history and understands that there is inside the House of Islam and outside the House of Islam is war. That's why there aren't really any Muslim nations you can go to where Christians can even practice their faith without being killed. So you were getting into, as we hit the break, how you were being driven around by this German liberal lady who was no longer liberal. She's like, oh, yes, yeah, we were all, oh, come in, we love you, but they don't assimilate, they hate us, they attack us, they have to put up freedom barriers in all these public places because of the big truck attacks. It's an alliance by the deep state, by the EU, with radical Islam. So you were finishing up with that. And then you had one more story about Howard Stern. Just understand Howard Stern. He does have 20-something writers. He reads off a teleprompter that's in his desk. And he goes on air and constantly lies about me and says things I never said and says I deserve to be off the air. When he has NAMBLA members on, talking about how they want to have sex with people's kids, and he has Nazis on, saying the most foul stuff. You know what? He has free speech. He can do it. He then lies and says, I'm sending people to Sandy Hook families. Like, I've never played this audio. He plays my show's music. He has an impersonator on. It's done so well, people call thinking it's me on there, going, birthday time for the Sandy Hook kids and all this. And then I get death threats over it, and he won't stop doing it. So he gets the orders, he does it, and everybody calls me saying, yeah, even though his show's very small compared to what he used to be, it still has a big following. Yeah, he's on there all the time saying, no free speech for you. So it just, it's just to see that is very, very disconcerting, man, Calvin. I know you've disliked him for a long time. And didn't he make fun of your dad when he died or something?
Listen, I just want to say, I don't care if someone's Islamic, but I don't think we should have to give up what we are. I'm all about freedom. I'm all about him doing his awful show, and you can do your show, and I can do my show. That's freedom. That's what freedom is. And, you know, look, I should be able to punch somebody that does something to the flag. But, hey, man, are we going to have freedom or not? Being a Christian, the things that I see on a daily basis, the offensive stuff that I see, but, man, that's freedom. So for him to call for your ending is horrible. We had a meeting along with Opie and Anthony, and they're just a brother. They're just bottom of the barrel. They have no opinion. They're scumbags. It's filth. I'm sorry, but showing a breast of a woman is not shocking or dangerous. Speaking against power, putting everything on the line like you have, that's shocking. That's risky. I mean, I'm a family guy that likes to take my kids to church on Sunday. That's ugly and offensive to much of the world. My father made $30,000 a year as a cabinet salesman. And when he died, Howard Stern did a bit where he had a funeral for my dad, and he dug up the corpse and he raped it. He raped my father's corpse on the day of his funeral. And then he used saliva from my mother's mouth for a lubricant. And then he had sex with her. And everybody in Chicago went, this is a vile, evil human being. And that was the end of him. He never got a foothold in Chicago, and his career died here, because we're not ugly like that. And so I don't know what kind of person listens to that, but they can have it. Probably the same kind of people that cheer on Rachel Maddow and think that's news. Morons.
I was about to say, there's a very pedophilic vein through his show when you actually look at it. And you see that in Hollywood. And I just think at the end of the day, that's what we're dealing with here. At the bottom of the spider hole is a system that wants to abuse children.
You know, the high five, and I can't say it. You know, the high-fiving kind, the stupid, the guy that's 30 years old and thinks it's cool that he's got a beer in his hand. Yeah, I got a beer. I mean, just stupid, mouth-breathing, violent, vile. That's his crowd, and I don't care. And it doesn't surprise me that he wants you shut down, because he wants everyone shut down that's a threat to him. And frankly, anyone with any talent is a threat.
By the way, Joe Biggs sent me this audio a few weeks ago. I never played it on air, and I should play it because other people told me about it. He keeps doing it where he has a character on, and the guy does a good impersonation of me and actually says what I say word for word, but then mixes in horrible things in the middle of it. And you say, oh, it's a joke, but they know, like Colbert and all these other people that are political now, they go, oh, it's just a joke, but then they say I'm in the KKK. And Colbert does bits where I put mayonnaise on my head because I'm in the KKK. Well, people then really believe I'm in the KKK. So they really know what they're doing, mixing these so-called comedy venues with fake news, man, Cal.
Alex, brother, I'm in Chicago. I don't run into anyone wearing Colbert shirts. I run into people all the time with Alex Jones and InfoWars shirts. They're not looking for me. I see them on the street. Brother, you're so much bigger than CBS. CBS is aimed at our grandparents. The only one that's watching CBS are old folks that can't get out of the chair to turn off the TV at the retirement home. I want to say something to you, Alex. The eagle does not hunt the fly, and it upsets me that you're upset by this. These people are degenerates. They're hacks. Colbert isn't funny. They're mean. SNL used to be great, man. It's not anymore. It's just mean.
I understand that they target who's really popular and they don't control, and the broadcast is huge. I'm just upset that it's such a unified front of fraud. In fact, I found the audio. I don't know if this will translate over well, but Folks, we need to play this the next few days. I keep forgetting. Listen to this crowd.
Alex, hi. Pushing against the Proud Boys, pushing against whiteness, saying that whiteness is inherently evil and we should all be exterminated. What are lizard people? Lizard people are the reptilian elite. They are the Chi-Com funded. They are the CIA, MK Ultra program. Electromagnetic radiation is in their brain.
So they're bad.
They're bad. They're horrible.
And a lot of them have risen into high power positions?
That they have. And then people go, oh, they wonder why. Why is the leftist media showing videos of three-year-olds putting money in G-strings of fat men wearing wigs, shaking their asses, and our children are being ass-flipped?
What happens when you kill a lizard person? Do they revert back to human?
You see them bleed out of their gills. You can see it happen. I've seen it happen before. This is true. Paranoid authoritarianism pushed by them. It's disgusting.
Well,
so you would not have you wouldn't prosecute this guy because he just killed a lizard person.
I tell you what I would do, Robin. Let me ask you something. What time is it?
11:06.
No, it's birthday time! It's time for the InfoWars birthday shout-outs, everybody. On behalf of InfoWars.com. Happy 13th birthday to Michael, young crisis actor, played victim 8 in the Sandy Hook Massacre. Enjoy your takedown in the government bunker.
And it goes on from there. So they're laughing about dead kids. And basically saying that I'm the one doing it. He's the one making fun of dead kids and then saying that I'm doing it in my name. That's true scumbaggery.
Every slam a boost, my friend. Every slam a boost. Don't buy into it. You shouldn't be giving them any press. The eagle doesn't hunt the flea. The guy's a mouthpiece of the deep state. He is the problem. And they put him out there. You know, look, they have room for somebody outrageous on radio, and they put him out there. It's soft. It's weak. There's nothing dangerous about it.
Sure. They just contacted the attorney's family, Sonic and Roku, 2 weeks ago and said, he's sending people to our houses. He's saying our kids didn't die. Not even true. Never happened that I sent them to their house. Roku takes me off. And then meanwhile, Howard Stern's saying what I'm supposedly saying, and then he's promoted by the corporate system. Just shows how it's all a giant fraud. Well, ManCal, thanks for spending time with us, ManCal.com. I'm going to be on your broadcast, I think, next Tuesday. And, of course, that's a great broadcast at ManCal Mueller on Twitter or at ManCal.com. ManCal, talk to you soon, brother.
All right, Alex, be strong.
I am. I'm good. And listen, I wasn't whining about it. It's just that they have stolen my identity. And in my name, they're saying all these things I never said, that I'm in the KKK, that I'm harassing dead kids' families. All this crap, out of context, twisted lies. And they're coming for everybody now. I didn't even really plug this hour. Listen, we won't be here if you know about the products. Super Female Vitality have been our best seller. We have had trouble getting the wildcrafted way it's done. And so the contract's over. It's the last run of it. And we're going to end the 50% off here on Friday, because then for what's left, we're going to sell it at full price. InfoWarsStore.com, InfoWarsLife.com, and a bunch of other big specials are about to end as well. 50% off X2 Survival Shield. Amazing. All three types of iodine and bodies. 50% off Ultimate Turmeric Formula. They're all 50% off. That special is about to end. Everything ends on Friday. Please take advantage of those specials and help fund the broadcast. Thank you so much.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product. Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from 6 different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.